Study 9, Section 4, Jesus and the Law of Moses. Jesus, being the perfect sacrifice for sin and the ideal high priest who could truly gain forgiveness for us, the old system of animal sacrifices and high priests was done away with after his death. Hebrews 10, verses 5 to 14. The priesthood being changed from the Levites to Christ, of necessity there is also a change of the law. Hebrews 7, verse 12. Christ has become a priest not on the basis of a regulation as to his ancestry, that is, just because a man was a descendant of Levi he could be a priest, but on the basis of the power of an indestructible life, which he was given due to his perfect sacrifice. Hebrews 7, verse 16, NIV. Therefore, the former regulation, that is, the law of Moses, is set aside because it was weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope, through Christ, is introduced. Hebrews 7, verse 18 and 19, NIV. It is evident from this that the law of Moses has been ended by the sacrifice of Christ. To trust in a human priesthood, or to still offer animal sacrifices, means that we do not accept the fullness of Christ's victory. Such beliefs mean that we do not accept Christ's sacrifice as completely successful, and that we feel that works are necessary to bring about our justification, rather than faith in Christ alone. No one is justified by the law in the sight of God, for the justified shall live by faith. Galatians 3 verse 11, compare Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Our own steel-willed effort to be obedient to the letter of God's laws will not bring us justification. Surely, every reader of these words has disobeyed those laws already. If we are going to observe the law of Moses, we must attempt to keep all of it. Disobedience to just one part of it means that those who are under it are condemned. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." That's Galatians chapter 3, verse 10, NIV. The weakness of our human nature means that we find it impossible to fully keep the law of Moses, but due to Christ's complete obedience to it, we are freed from any obligation to keep it. Our salvation is due to God's gift through Christ, rather than our personal works of obedience. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man. Romans 8 verse 3, NIV. Thus, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Galatians 3 verse 13.
Because of this, we are no longer required to keep any part of the law of Moses. We saw in Study 3, Section 4, that the new covenant in Christ replaced the old covenant of Moses' law, Hebrews 8:13. By his death, Christ cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us by our inability to fully keep the law. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Colossians 2, verses 14 to 17. This is quite clear. Because of Christ's death on the cross, the law was taken away. So we should resist any pressure put on us to keep parts of it, for example, the feasts and the Sabbath. Like the rest of the law, the purpose of these things was to point forward to Christ. After his death, their typical significance was fulfilled, and there was therefore no further need to observe them. The early Christian church of the first century was under constant pressure from the Orthodox Jews to keep parts of the law. Throughout the New Testament, there is repeated warning to resist these suggestions. In the face of all these, it is extraordinary that today there are several denominations who advocate partial obedience to the law. We have earlier shown that any attempt to gain salvation from obedience to the law must aim to keep the entire law, otherwise we are automatically condemned for disobedience of it. Galatians 3, verse 10.
There is an element within human nature which inclines to the idea of justification by works. We like to feel that we are doing something towards our salvation. For this reason, compulsory tithing, wearing a crucifix, reciting set prayers, praying in a certain posture, and so on, are all popular parts of most religions, Christian and otherwise. Salvation by faith in Christ alone is a doctrine unique to true Bible-based Christianity. Warnings against keeping any part of the law of Moses in order to gain salvation are dotted throughout the New Testament. Some taught that Christians should be circumcised according to the Mosaic law and keep the law. James flatly condemned this idea on behalf of the true believers. We gave no such commandment. Acts 15, verse 24. Peter described those who taught the need for obedience to the law as putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, as opposed to their works of obedience to the law, we shall be saved. Acts 15, verses 10 and 11. Under inspiration, Paul is equally outspoken, stressing the same point time and again. A man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. That we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. No one is justified by the law. By Christ, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Galatians 2, verse 16, chapter 3, verse 11, Acts 13, verse 39.